One of the big things we've talked about, touched on earlier, is the training in the office. For many years, I think the way we did training, we would do a PowerPoint, drag examiners into a large conference room, like cattle, in and out, you know, and it's probably not the most efficient way to train people. So over the past 4 or 5 years, we've really looked at training as a whole and how can we better training. Keep in mind, we have 8,500 employees here. It's a big ship to train a lot of people like that. But we've put a lot of time and effort into our training techniques and how we do training. For example, obviously you guys are all familiar with 101. Anyone hear about Alice? No? Okay. All right. I used to be a director in business methods. I lost a lot of sleep when that decision came out. So I hear your pain and feel your pain because I felt it too. So what we did is we looked at more strategically how do we better train our examiners. And you know, one of the things we looked at is even workshops. I mean, to give you an example of the magnitude and the time it takes in the workshops, but we got better results. We were training essentially 15 people at a time on a workshop level, going through 2 hours of training, 3 hours of training, going through workshops. And you do 15 people at a time, 8,500 people, that's a lot of resources. But we were committed to that, and we saw better results because of that, and that's driving our training today. We're still doing workshops. In our most recent 101 training we did on our new guidance that we released in January, we actually created two training efforts for that one. One for individuals that routinely don't see 101. Again, folks in fishing hooks and so forth, boats, they may not see 101, or likely not see 101, I hope. So we that level of training was a lower level, a tier one, for example. And we went to the other electrical areas, business methods, for example. We did a tier two training, more in-depth training, deeper dive on practical application and so forth. The whole going through prong one, prong two in more detail. So we developed that training, much longer training, 2 hours, and a lot more examples. We went through examples with the examiners. And again, good results, I think, so far from that initial training. We're also doing, so far this year, we did 112 training. We've done prior art training. We're looking at claim interpretation this month or next month. We're going to do restriction training. I hear a lot of feedback when I travel on restriction. And we're also looking at a variety of other training downstream. But just to go into the training, other things we look at, how else we develop training, we look at our quality reviews. We look at a random selection of searches from OPQA, Office of Patent Quality Assurance, about 12,000 reviews a year, and that drives our data to help give us better feel to figure out which way we need to go for training for the next fiscal year. A lot of feedback from our external stakeholders yourself. You probably received a survey from us at some point asking us about our quality and giving us feedback. I do appreciate that. A lot of customer perception and also changes in law. Obviously, 101 is still fluid, and we'll see how that progresses in the near future. One thing that's really cool about our training is everything we do, we publish. We want to be a very transparent agency, and I think that's I'll go back to the days with Director Kappos was here. I think he was very, very pushing to transparency, and I think that's great. We don't want to try to hide anything, so anything we do, we make available to the public. Pretty much right at the end of our examiner training, we make it available to the public. So there's, like I mentioned, there's two levels of training. The new examiners, we're bringing on quite a few examiners this year, and I think about 600 next year, I believe. It's a lot of people. That's a lot of training effort to do that. We have a training academy dedicated just to training new examiners. And then, like I mentioned, we continue our training. We want to keep focusing on our senior folks here. We have a lot of senior folks in the office, and we keep doing legal training, some mandatory. Most of it's mandatory. We also offer a variety of other classes that are not mandatory. And that's part of what we call our master's and refreshers class. And that includes a gamut of training across the board. What else we're doing is, since things change, people come in, there's different gaps in the office. So we have to look at how do we train across the board. There's not one style that meets everything. We know that. And actually, we're bringing in a specialist pretty soon on training these gaps. How do we better train across these gaps? One thing that's been very popular, we started last year, is our patent quality chats. Basically, these are 15-25 minute bursts of training we give to the examiners, followed by live Q&A. This is like a Hamilton concert or a Hamilton thing. You know, once the tickets go available, they sell out in seconds. For example, we put one on a board, and literally within 5 minutes, all 1,000 slots are booked by the examiner, so we keep expanding it. Fantastic feedback. Examiners like this quick hit. When I was talking to the person we're bringing on board about the idea of training, we mentioned that sometimes we do hour presentations. She just cringed. You know, it's people lose focus quickly, and I get that. So we're looking at different ways to train, and these quality chats are a good blast and getting good feedback from the examiners. We also have a patent examiner technical training program and site experience education. The PETTP, this is hopefully a call out to you or anyone that you know. We invite tech folks into the office to give technical presentations to our examiners. Anytime we open the doors, we want that feedback. And I've sat through many of these presentations. They're fantastic. A lot of folks come in cutting edge technology, demonstrate to the examiners. And I think that's great for examiners because they see the big picture. They see meet the inventors and meet the companies that do some of this stuff, know what's going on the outside. So it gives them more perspective when they're examining the application.